This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends are your friends or our friends. Hold on a second. Get that frog in your throat. Turn that up, Carol.
What a start.
All right, there we are. The frog's taken care of. And now it's time for me to present to you several very good friends, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here to help you understand what's going on in this big, wide, wonderful world that we live in, even if you don't think it's such a big, wide, wonderful world. There's a thumbs up here and there's a thumbs down there, depending on your interpretation of what is going on. What is going on? So let me put into perspective, as I often try to do, with my lady friends agreeing, sometimes disagreeing, because we all have different perspectives on what's going on. I had several experiences this weekend that I want to share with you, as I want you to share your experiences with all of us. Starting with going into a store and watching children and adults fight over stuffed animals and wondering to myself, why are these people fighting over stuffed animals? And then, as I was going through the line and I was about to check out, the fighting between these women and their children was so intense that I just walked out. I didn't want to listen to it. I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to wait for it. And so the word I would use was intimidating in a manner of speaking. It's not just in the store, but it's pretty much everywhere. You look at some of the riots that went on this weekend, with people disagreeing on certain political values, and this one doesn't agree with that one, so they have a fist fight. And I'm wondering what's happened to common courtesy and dialogue and understanding and listening and appreciating other points of view. I come from a family that fought about everything. And so as a result of that, I sort of stand back from fights. Jennifer, who's been with me for a long time, knows that I don't find it comfortable, and that's why I don't build my radio program around what a lot of other people build their program about, and that's sort of verbal wrestling. Not interested. It doesn't fix anything. You may find it entertaining to listen to, but I don't find it to be compelling, nor do I find it to be comforting, and I would like, if nothing else, for people to feel comfortable when they're listening to what we say about what we feel. The world is so stressed out, courtesy seems to have gone up in smoke. So I make it, and I haven't always been somebody who paid a lot of attention to, I don't know if courtesy is the right word, but you know, I'll hold the door open, and I'll be pleasant with people. Yesterday morning, having our usual Sunday morning brunch at a restaurant that all of us like, my son and my daughter and my grandson and Megan's husband were having a great conversation about lots of things, as we usually do, a lot of fun things. You can see pictures of my grandson posted on some of the Facebook attributes that we have, because he's fresh and new and alive and fun. And he's, at 2 years and 3 months, he's becoming very social. So there was, at the next table from us, a husband and wife with a daughter about the same age as Miles. And for whatever the reason, the two of them engaged. Brendan started by sort of waving at this little girl, and I looked at her and I waved at her, and then Miles paid attention. And the upshot of it all was a quick conversation about their toys and what they had and sharing. And again, the two or three, oftentimes kids say, "That's mine." And that's, we probably all did that. "They're mine." And we don't want to share them. But I watched the two of them just sort of look at each other. They didn't talk. They just sort of shared. And they didn't push each other away. There was no outrageous behavior because one of them wanted one toy and the other one wanted another toy. And I thought, well, what can we learn in the sandbox? Remember that book? Did you all see that book by Robert? Is it Flugheim? I never can pronounce his name. Everything I learned in the sandbox. Do you remember that book?
I've seen it, but I didn't. I don't remember it.
Go get it, Jennifer. Go get the sandbox book and look at it.
I've never heard of that, but okay.
Everything, well, you can look it up. I'm sure that you and Kara would Google it. Everything I learned in the sandbox. And so could we kind of try to go back to that? Because there's so much rudeness in the world. Does it start by maybe the way these mothers were fighting and the kids that were in line with them that the toys were for were about, I would guess, 3, maybe 4. And I'm thinking, well, what are you teaching your children here? What are they going to take away from that? And so then you expand it to the horizon and see all these people fussing and fighting about Christian values and American values and what is our country all about and should we pay. There's a story, excuse me, floating around in Washington this week about a young woman who's trying to go to the Montgomery College of Cultural Arts or something like that, and she was born in this country. She was raised in the District of Columbia, graduated from a prep school a couple of years ago, and she's ready to enroll in college to study business and child development and to use the skills maybe to work in a daycare center or have one, who knows. She applied for a city tuition grant that would have helped her pay for classes at Montgomery College. She was told she didn't qualify because her mother isn't a U.S. citizen or a legal resident. So she can't afford the tuition at the college without some kind of help. And she's now arguing about her civil rights, and it's gotten heated, and it's the whole Mexican-American thing.
I'll have to look into that more because, I mean, obviously when you're applying for scholarships and grants, they all have different rules for who can apply and who can't. That's just, yeah. I mean, there were plenty that I couldn't apply for college because I didn't qualify for them. But, I mean, you can. This is in Silver Spring. In Silver Spring, if you look up any list of the most diverse cities in the country, that is one of them.
Oh, man, I lived there for a couple of years while I was working in Washington. Yes.
Yeah, and there are multiple cities in Montgomery County that are on that list. So it's just, it's very surprising that you would find something like that here, and I mean, there's a huge Hispanic immigrant population.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to look more into that because
Young lady's lawyers say that what's at risk here is the meaning of U.S. citizenship, and whether once you are a U.S. citizen, do you have equality under the law?
Yeah, it just seems odd to me that if you are a citizen and you're born here, that you wouldn't be able to get something because your parents weren't born here.
That's the question. And is this something new? I'm sure there have been plenty of people who are from that heritage who have gone through that school and applied for some kind of grant and gotten it. Is it just now that we have all of this focus and attention being given to whether it's the Mexicans coming in here, Europeans coming in here? There's a to-do about whether visas will be required for those of us who want to go to Europe this summer as a sort of a retribution to the U.S. making it difficult for some European countries. And it turns out this is not a Trump deal. This was started before and has made it difficult for mostly Eastern Bloc countries, Jennifer, to send their people, Croatia and I think Hungary and Poland. Those are the countries that are having a hard time. But the EU says, well, if you're going to give us a hard time, we'll give you a hard time. I suspect that won't go anywhere because they need American tourism and American money. So I'm not guessing there's going to be too much of a hoopla about that.
And they're already really suffering enough with what's going on there. So I can't imagine that they'd want to do more.
No.
And especially with the summer tourist season coming up, I mean, Americans love to go to England, Ireland, France, Prague. I mean, Prague is huge right now. Everybody wants to go to Prague.
Beautiful place.
So, yeah, that would be, it would be very difficult. And I think that Americans just inherently might be a little bit lazy when it comes to filling out extra paperwork.
Well, we've never really had to.
Right. That's my exactly. Yeah. So I don't know that I don't know, that might deter some people. They might just pick, you know, the Caribbean or Canada or something instead if they're looking for summer vacation spots. So.
Canada's a great place to go. Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, a lot of places that are beautiful, areas in the West Saskatchewan, Alberta. You go over to British Columbia, Victoria, all those areas, they're just
Vancouver's
magnificent.
Vancouver's super hot right now. That's a major tourist destination.
It, not only that, but it's a very, it's becoming sort of, not La La Land, but there are a lot of movies and television shows that are being made
so
in both Victoria and Vancouver.
And let's be honest, it's safer feeling anyway to go to someplace. Like, I mean, I'm ruined on Europe right now. I would think twice before going because I just feel like it's not safe. Forget the extra paperwork. Are you going to be able to come back in one piece? And it just it's a little scarier going, especially someplace like France.
The news media is making that more of a to-do than it is. I
France
never
is
felt
pretty
that
bad. Paris is pretty bad right now, I think, for people that I know that have been there.
Yeah, Paris as well. There's a lot of that upset in London because the uncontrollable surge of people coming across the border from, it starts in Syria and goes into Turkey and then Greece and then Germany and, you know, it goes and filters out from there. And now some of those people are coming here, and that may be the reason, I don't know, because I'm not in the heads of the people who are trying to straighten some of this stuff out, but making it more difficult for, what was there, a six-month sort of slowdown placed on the people coming in here that want to work. There's supposed to be 85,000, according to legislation that was passed a number of years ago that was sponsored by Ted Kennedy. They tripled the number, but it was still 85,000. And apparently three times that many people are always trying to get in here to go to work. And so, as I understand it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the administration said, wait a minute, let's sort this all out, because instead of checking everybody as they come in, there was sort of a lottery system that was put together to just pick and take whoever it is that, you know, comes. It's kind of like going into the draft. You're 1A, you get to come in first. And I'm not sure that that's the smartest way to do all that stuff. Again, though it seems to me needs to be a civility. And does it start at the top with a, you know, with a sort of a tone of respect for people and their differences? And I think, yes, it does. It starts at the top in your family, starts at the top in business, starts at the top in government. So perhaps that's something to have us hope. In a sense, all of that stuff will improve. It's now 19 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. It's Monday.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you.
Pelosi, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This humble broadcaster's opinion. I listen to these Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, and think, oh, what great stuff these people have been able to create. Just by understanding, it's like the Beatles. How do these people get together? How do they find each other? And what is their, if you believe in God, or you believe in spirit, or you believe in fate, or you believe in whatever it is, these people are all destined to get together and create sounds that we find appealing. And that certainly is the case with the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac, who are going to headline festivals being billed as Classic East and Classic West this summer. There's a story about these shows being planned for Citi Field in New York and Dodger Stadium here in L.A., which I would like to, I'd actually like to see one or both of them. Probably in the summertime, Citi Field will be closer. The festival will take place over a couple of days, and there are going to be some other artists that will be involved. The Eagles have not been together since Glenn Frey died. What was it, about a year ago, wasn't it? Maybe.
Yeah, that's missing a... That's missing a big chunk of the Eagles, though. I mean, yeah. His voice is so,
well, that's
so
that's
instrumental.
That's a great question or a great point, Victoria, because I have said many times over the last few months that I don't want to go to these reunions anymore because they don't have the stars, they don't have the original singers, they don't have the tone, the timbre, they just don't have it anymore.
Right, they're like tribute bands sometimes, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. So that's not the case with Fleetwood Mac, however. And even though this is the only material that they are going to be doing live, it would appear, this year, they are still all together. And so anyway, the idea is that there are more and more, when the good weather comes about, more and more reasons for people to get together to enjoy the Stones or McCartney and Wings or Roger Waters. Man, I listened to that 100.3, which is called The Sound here in Los Angeles, and I find myself listening to that station more than pretty much anything else. And they just pounded to the point where I turned the station off. Roger Waters having three shows here in L.A., I guess, next month or whenever it is. Okay, enough already with that. But do I want to know that Bob Dylan's in town or Neil Young's in town?
Yep. People make such a big deal about Roger Waters, and I'm sorry, but it just is lost on me.
Yeah, me too.
I think he is such a D-bag.
Okay. Well, it just shows the taste of people.
The level of self-importance, though, with him. Beyond,
well, that's what I meant. It was, kind of sounded like that as I listened to the promotion on the air. Jennifer, what station do you listen to most when you're in your car?
Here? During the week, I'm listening to a lot of talk because I'm using it to prep and a lot of the news channels on satellite. But when I'm listening for fun, I love Go Country.
Yeah.
I love MyFM. I listen to that a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes AMP. It depends. I mean, I'm a really big flipper. I love radio for radio, so I flip around quite a bit to see what people are doing. And you know what? K-Earth has gotten really good for my age because they're playing their oldies now, sadly, make me feel like an old hag. Because my childhood songs are on the oldies station now.
Yeah, they lack personalities. The sound at 100.3 at least has some jocks that know what the heck they're talking about.
Sure.
Whereas with the others, it's just sort of...
No, the sound does a good job. And it's, by the way, evident in their ratings.
Yeah, the ratings are good there. But it's a person. That's what people want out of the radio. They want a personality. They want to listen to somebody talk about. It's kind of like us. They want to listen to us talk about what's going on, but they want to know who we are as well. And I kind of miss that when it comes to a lot of music radio. Anyway, so good luck to Fleetwood Mac Eagles collaboration this summer. Would be kind of cool. It's 28 after the hour.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I turn the music up, I got my records on, I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
The greatness of the day is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen presenting A Good Day Experience with the DJV characters, Doug being a character in some people's ears, and Jennifer Horn being a character in some people's ears, and Victoria Keelan a character in some people's ears and mind, along with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The last half hour we were talking about rudeness, and so we ought to devote some of this half hour to nudeness, as it seems.
Oh, I've got a story.
Have you?
Confused, when it comes to nudeness, I think of my shower, and I think I've been keeping you guys abreast, no pun intended, of my plumbing issues in this house. Yeah. Remember around Halloween, my plumbing went out during the middle of a Halloween party, and I had people lining up because no one could use toilet. And then over, gosh, 2 weekends ago, my guest bathroom shower gave out. It was leaking, and I have to, like, replace it $850 later.
Wow.
So trying to take a shower yesterday, hot water heater's out. And so let me do a little modern day, I'd like to use the B word, but complaining. And Dougie, I think you'll agree with this. They make water heaters to last 10 years now. And once that 10-year period goes, it seems that so does the water heater. And it's just so frustrating. And how many of you who own homes know this? Like, when you get into one particular vein of repairs, it seems like every like it rains, it pours. It's like a domino effect.
One thing goes, the next thing goes.
So in order to save my sanity this morning to take a shower, and I knew I couldn't handle a cold shower at 2:55 in the morning, I showered last night one part at a time.
Water. There's nudeness for you.
Ta-da. Yeah. So there you go.
But luckily, though, it's really warm in L.A., right?
Oh, no.
This weekend, no. It was in the 60s here.
And yesterday,
New York City, it was 28 yesterday. So showering in 28 is different than 60s.
I went to visit my uncle yesterday in Tehachapi, and it was snowing on us yesterday. So I came home cold. I know. I don't know where Doug was living where it was 60, because
well,
it was more like 60-40.
Yesterday morning when I left to go over to the other side of the hill, if you will, to meet the kids for breakfast, I've taken to walking on Saturday and Sunday for about 40 or 45 minutes up this hill where I am in Bel Air. And so that's that briskness, if you will, sort of shed any concerns that I had about being cold or cool. But yes, comparing it to where Victoria, I don't know, Kara, what was the temperature in Washington over the weekend?
Too cold.
Okay.
It was like 40, but it was so windy that it was, God, it was so frigid.
Ugh. Well, yesterday morning I got a call from the kid who's renting the apartment at the farm. And he said, we don't have any water. And I looked at, it was about 11 o'clock. It was about 8 o'clock this time, so 11 o'clock East Coast time. And I said, what's the temperature? He said, 15 below.
Oh.
Okay. So 15 below zero with a wind chill factor making it even colder than that.
It froze.
I remembered that when I took my car out of the garage, which is under the barn, I left the door open and nobody had closed it. So the wind whipping around in there, the pipes are in that garage. So they froze. So they went downstairs, closed the garage door, and about an hour later, the water started to flow again. But it was that cold, and Donald, who is my dear, darling, closest guy on the farm now, who actually lives a good deal away, he's about 40 miles away, when he comes down, he goes through the house to make sure everything is all right, and it's not, you know, because I turn the furnace down is 40, 45, because that's all that's necessary. But this house is different than the old house for whatever the reason. And one of the pipes in one of the rooms froze during the first cold snap. And there was water all over the place, as you can imagine. It's part of being in that environment. And I would think that Victoria in New York City, they would be having problems with this sort of thing all the time because there's so much activity, so many different types of buildings. I would think the plumbers would have a field day on a day like yesterday.
Knowing absolutely nothing about plumbing, I would guess that would be correct.
Well, you know, when you turn the water on, there's no water there, and it's cold outside. There's probably a good chance that pipes are frozen someplace, especially if there are problems with heater. And to go back to what Jennifer said about the quality of things that are made these days, yeah, you can go to any of the big job lot stores, and you can buy. That's what I do anymore because I have guys. Who can, and I can actually do it myself, I can put in a water heater or put in a furnace or put in things like that. The average person can't do that.
Yeah.
So you don't really know what you're getting. When you say to a guy, install a new furnace, and he says, okay, it's going to cost you $5,000, you don't know whether you're paying $3,000 for a furnace
or
$2,000 to get it installed.
Yeah.
Most people don't ask those questions because they don't really know because they haven't been brought up in a circumstance where Jennifer's forefathers and yours as well, Victoria, and Kara, maybe even more so. Kara's father among all of the, I don't know that much about how handy your father is, Victoria, but my thinking and listening to Kara talk about her dad is that he's probably pretty handy. And many of the things that need to be done at home, he does himself. Is your father like that, Victoria?
Yes.
Does he do? And Kara's, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we needed he's good enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's not interested. Like, Jennifer's father would no more put in a new furnace than he'd fly to the moon.
You'd be surprised. He knows a lot about it, but but not to the point where he'd go and buy something and install it properly.
Right. I mean, my parents, we were there at the moment when the hot water heater ran out. When it died last year, right before Christmas, and my dad called someone, and then there was a new one, you know, the next morning. So I don't know how he magically made that happen, but I don't think he went out and shopped around for a water heater. I think that was just whatever the plumber guy recommended.
We've got a culture of do-it-yourself, which is cool, because I think people need to be more independent, but then there's this, there's some of the people that are doing things on their own that are encouraged to do so by the big box stores, don't necessarily know what they're doing.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a line that you kind of draw there between. I'm fortunate in that I grew up around it, and I feel comfortable doing most anything, and what I don't, I can go to one of the two or three guys that work with me, and we can get it done. I rarely hire anybody to do anything outside of the circle of the people that work for me on the farm. I did make one exception for that this year, because I had to change the boiler, and it was one of those, in the house that I bought, it was one of those completely computerized, oh, what a confusing mess. And everybody looks at it and says, huh? How does this work? And it didn't work, and we couldn't make it work, so we decided, okay, let's put something in that we can all understand. But there's a lot of gizmos on a lot of things these days that people don't really understand, and they aren't necessary. You put it like a simple thermostat on the wall. How many of you at home, especially with the cold, you've got all of these new thermostats that you push the button and it goes up and down. I had those all taken out of the house when I moved in and just put a simple circular thermostat in.
But now that you have your iPhone, I mean, my brother and his girlfriend own a home, and they have their app on the phone that controls the heat. So they
have the dialed home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and they can see what the temperature is in the house all the time and raise or lower it based on the weather.
Really should look into that, Doug, especially since you're a cross country guy. I got, my dad got the thermostat.
I think it's Nest,
from his lovely lady friend, and I got him the wired home, which he hasn't hooked up yet. But you can actually turn lights on. You can do.
What's that tool? What's the woman's name? Alicia or something? Alicia?
Alexa.
Alexa, right. Hey, Alexa, turn up the thermostat.
Yeah, you need to be in the room with Alexa.
Okay, so here's my technological success of the weekend. I'm going to go to Salt Lake City.
Doug makes fire.
There's a little better than that, Jennifer, but thanks. I learned how to set my alarm on my iPhone so that I don't have to. I'm going to go stay with
my friend. Did you just really say that?
I know, right? Yes. I was waiting for something a lot more impressive than that.
Well,
you've been doing very well. I just.
Yeah. Okay. You know, here and there.
Well, I'm glad the alarm works.
Well, I don't know. If I'm not on tomorrow morning, you'll know that I didn't set it right. Anyway, it's 40. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't get to the nude photos yet, but I will in a moment. It's 44 after the hour. Speaking of nude photos and the sorts of things that we love to envision, those of you who have seen pictures of the people associated with this program, can you imagine what it's like for any or all of us to be between the sheets, the parachute sheets? There seems to be a round of laughter going on in the background as I call your attention to how wonderful parachute bedding is, especially when it's cold and you want to cuddle. Victoria, I got to believe that this was a good cuddling weekend if it was as cold as it was in New York, that you and Lewis had a nice time cuddling with your parachute sheets.
I hope that was the case,
in fact.
Luckily, he's like a werewolf, so he always runs very hot. So he's never cold. I was freezing yesterday, and he was in shorts and a T-shirt with no socks on, and I don't even understand that. So, yes, we did lots of cuddling, and I used his body heat.
Well, that's it. But when you're between the sheets, one of the good things about parachute sheets is that they're so cool, they react. Now, I put an electric blanket on my bed on the farm, because when I get back there after I've taken a trip or been gone for a couple of weeks, the house isn't very warm, and I usually get home late so that all I want to do is go to bed. So this electric heater, I used to have one when I was a kid, and I hadn't had one for a long time. We just bought one a couple of months ago and put it on the bed, and it really does a nice job, especially there's something about the parachute sheets that makes it easy to feel the warmth. I don't know whether it's because of the Egyptian cotton or whatever it is. But I remember as a kid having flannel sheets on the bed in the wintertime with the electric blanket and the static and the, oh, my God, you'd feel like you're getting electrocuted when you got into bed. But that's not the case with these parachute sheets. They take it very well. And then if it's warm, again, they sort of respond to the weather. And that's what's so cool about these, the Egyptian cotton. You'll love the quality. The pillowcases feel great when you snuggle up against them, even if you're sleeping alone like I am. It just is, it's nice to be able to wrap yourself around that. However, we can communicate to you how much fun it is and how cozy it is to be in these. These are the best-selling sheets in this category. This is a direct-to-home business. You don't go to a store, although they do have one here in Los Angeles that I've been to. I should bring you over, Jennifer, to just see what they have, because there are a lot of things that you can see online at their website, parachutehome.com/DJV, and some things you experience best by kind of looking around the store. But you get a good, you get a really good idea, and that's how you order. These people ship you what you want, you get it, you like it, and if you don't like it, for whatever the reason, you can send it back. That's what people like about it as well. New bedding, fresh bedding, percale bedding, sateen bedding, you name it, they've got it. When you unbox the parachute delivery, you'll probably, maybe women notice this. Do you think that, I mean, guys, if they opened it up, I didn't pay as much attention to that as you did, Victoria, when you opened up yours and you thought, oh, this is really great. Look at the way it's packaged and presented.
Well, yeah. Jennifer loved that, too. That I guess that is something maybe women look at more, the presentation of it.
Just, it makes you feel so fancy when you get the little package. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's better than just throwing something in a box with a piece of tissue paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's better to order them than, you heard me last half hour talking about the people arguing in the store in front of me and how I just walked out. You don't have to go to a store to buy this. Just go online, visit parachutehome.com/DJV, and the reason you'll get special treatment because you're using the DJV, including free shipping and returns on the bedding. So visit parachutehome.com/DJV and enjoy a superb night's sleep forever. It's 47 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for the Monday Tech Talk. Kara and, well, no, we'll leave Kara out of this. Let's put Victoria and Jennifer in charge of these stories. PayPal has been accused of redirecting charitable donations. This ought to be an intriguing item. And then, Jennifer, maybe you can explain why Facebook is adding the dislike button. But first, here's an invitation for all of you who are in business. Those of you who are technologists, those of you who need somebody to work for you who's good at technology, those of you who need good salespeople, those of you who need good management, whoever it is that you need, whatever it is that you need, post your need for your jobs for the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to over 200 sites. This is fantastic. You'll get the right hire. It's so easy to post this thing, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. No juggling emails. You don't have to get a lot of calls. And people from all over the country will see the ad, and therefore you'll have you're going to have access to the outsource from people who are qualified no matter where they are. So you want to do it the right way, the smart way, the inexpensive way, then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It is free right now. Go there. Enjoy ZipRecruiter.com's way of helping you get the best people working for You want the best people. I know you do. And so here it is. Here's your way to heaven. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right. So PayPal, started by the mind of Tesla. For those of you who don't know the connection.
I always forget that, but you're right. Yeah. Elon Musk was definitely.
He started PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sold it out, I think, quite a while ago. So this is pretty amazing, Victoria. PayPal funnels billions of dollars a year in charitable contributions to the users. But what's going on here? What's the red flag?
Well, interestingly, there's a lawsuit now that says that $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through PayPal didn't actually make it to the charities that people intended their money to go to.
Where the heck did it go?
It's just sitting there. And PayPal has acknowledged that some of the charities who set up a PayPal account haven't actually linked their charity to, they haven't linked their PayPal account to their actual bank account. And so this money has just been sitting there. But the problem is, and one of the people who started this lawsuit said that 10 out of the 13 charities that she donated to through PayPal don't actually have a record of her contribution. And now that she's filing her taxes, she doesn't want to claim on her taxes saying that, yes, I gave X amount to a charity, when the charity actually can't corroborate that. And so that's part of the problem that PayPal is facing now. PayPal says that their giving fund, which is the charitable arm of PayPal, they said that they're not holding any donations in interest-bearing accounts, but the money is still sitting there, so it is an issue. And I think it would just, you know, again, it's wonderful to give to things like GoFundMe and Kickstarter and things like that, where the money actually goes directly to the charities. But in an instance with using PayPal, I would probably say exercise some caution, because I don't think this system seems to be that well thought out.
We've set up over the years doing business 4 different accounts with PayPal, and every one of them gets screwed up. I have no faith in PayPal whatsoever. That's my experience with them. Jennifer, have you used PayPal at your day job?
Not usually at CRN, but I do use it sometimes personally, but very rarely. I'm still not hugely excited about PayPal. Nah, I know it's a good thing, but...
Yeah. Well, it may or may not be. Depends on how you push the buttons, as it were. Speaking of that, Facebook is going to add a dislike button. How's that going to work?
The dislike button is very much needed, I think, on social media, especially in this day and age where everybody's so darn divided and posting about politics, right? Instead of unfriending someone, you can dislike them. And they've been asking for a dislike button for years. And remember, just about a year ago, they started those emojis that had the sad face and the you could add different feelings, but nothing was dislike. So most people expect to see the long-awaited thumbs down icon alongside the other post reactions. Instead, the option is in Facebook Messenger, so it won't be on Facebook, the platform itself, but when you get into Messenger, that'll be included as one of the reactions when you direct message people back and forth.
Which is such a waste. I mean, they're testing it out in that format, and
to see if people are
going to
be mean.
But yeah, it's such a waste in Messenger, because you're already friends with the people you're messaging, so it's not that effective to dislike your friends.
And it's not visible. It's not that visible either.
Exactly.
Messenger.
Yep. Yeah. Look at you, Dougie. Yeah.
See? I know what's going on. 59 past the hour with DJV.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.